When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3335. One of the biggest reveals about the Ahsoka series, that, and don't worry, it's already revealed, I'm not spoiling anything for you, that has come out of, you know, various news reports and whatnot, is the fact that Hayden Christensen is going to appear in the Ahsoka series in some fashion. And, you know, what that fashion is, we don't necessarily know, but there is a video that the fine folks at Lucasfilm posted on their YouTube channel, which does give us a sense of how it might happen, at least partially. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, just as a quick reminder, in case you haven't heard the news, the Ahsoka series is not debuting on Wednesday the 23rd. They moved it up, and so now the 2-episode premiere is starting at 6 p.m. Pacific time in the U.S., 9 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S., which is very exciting, so we'll all get to tune in at a reasonable hour here in the U.S. Obviously, that puts it in the middle of the night in Europe. Sorry about that, Europe folks, but now you know what our pain is like for that. All right, so yeah, mark your calendars, set your reminders, all that fun stuff. Now, what I wanted to talk about with this particular episode is the fact that Hayden Christensen is going to appear in the Ahsoka series in some fashion. So there's basically only two ways that this can happen. It's either as a flashback or as a Force ghost. I've seen, you know, some suggestions of a third other category. I can't even imagine what the other category could possibly be, unless it's as Darth Vader, but yeah, that, I don't know that necessarily counts per se. So, you know, you could also say flashback is just, you know, brand new, or also some sort of reenactment of stuff that we've seen. So you could sort of subdivide those things. But yeah, I'm splitting hairs. Anyway, the point I want to get at is that there is a video on the Star Wars YouTube channel, and I will link to it at the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com, and I'll include a link to it in the show notes as well, where we see some scenes featuring young Anakin Skywalker, or younger Anakin Skywalker, scenes that were pulled from the flashback scene in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Meanwhile, there is a voiceover from Anakin, and it does sound like it is Hayden Christensen doing it, and I'll explain why I'm caveating that at all. In fact, I'll just explain it right now. Basically, he's talking about Ahsoka and saying that she's going to face more than droids, and that she should trust her instincts, and that he believes in her and whatnot. And the monologue that we hear in this voiceover is very similar to the monologue that Matt Lanter gives in the Tales of the Jedi episode Practice Makes Perfect. This is the one where Anakin watches Ahsoka training with training droids, and how there's a new model of training droid that's supposed to more closely replicate what it'd be like to fight battle droids, and Ahsoka does fine, but that's not, you know, it's not enough for Anakin, and Anakin thinks, you know, it's definitely nothing compared to what she should be trained for. And we've seen in other, you know, videos and other interviews and conversations that she is the apprentice of who was at that time, and probably very much for all time, one of the most powerful and accomplished and proficient Jedi ever, if not the most whatsoever. And so, you know, anyone who was going to be a Padawan to that particular Jedi really had to be trained, you know, well beyond anyone could possibly, you know, well beyond anyone else, right? So he basically had Ahsoka undergo various training sessions throughout his time with her, all through the Clone Wars. So like 3 years, basically, where he would put her in the middle of a circle of clone troopers, and they would all have their blasters set to stun, and they would just fire at her repeatedly, and she would have to fend off stun blasts with her lightsaber or lightsabers as long as she possibly could. And, you know, at one point it got to, I guess, 5 minutes, and then she said to Rex, "I can do better." And so, yeah, the endurance and also her ability to wake up faster from getting hit by a stun blast, that's something that developed over the course of time. But how Anakin was talking to Ahsoka about this situation in Practice Makes Perfect, like, when I heard the Star Wars video, the current Star Wars video, I was like, that sounds exactly like the way he was talking to her about the way he wanted to train her in the Practice Makes Perfect video. But I went back and watched it finally, and although it's a similar idea, the stuff that we're hearing in that YouTube video is similar in terms of its content and its theme, it's definitely not the same situation. So it is as if they had Hayden Christensen record an entirely new version of it, and it does kind of suggest that we might see a live action version of something like what we saw in Practice Makes Perfect. In other words, we're definitely gonna see flashbacks in the Ahsoka series going back to the Clone Wars, which is pretty fascinating and awesome. It doesn't necessarily rule out the possibility of seeing Hayden Christensen show up as a Force ghost in this series, and gosh, I hope they do consider that possibility as well. And especially when you consider the fact that when Baylan Skoll and Ahsoka Tano face off in that sort of, you know, map area situation, right? Baylan says, you know, everybody knew Anakin Skywalker, and he was, you know, he was famous, and he always said really, you know, nice things about you, right? So you can imagine a situation where if the two of them have a fight and the two of them both survive the fight, or at least that particular fight, then, you know, if Ahsoka somehow communes with Anakin as a Force ghost and says, "Hey, Anakin, tell me about Baylan Skoll," yeah, you might get some additional information there. And that would seem to be a natural way to bring a Force ghost Anakin into the whole situation. You could also have a situation where Ahsoka is communing with Anakin as a Force ghost after she walks away from Sabine, as she's talked about in some of the trailer footage that we've seen, where, you know, she talks about leaving the Jedi Order, walking away from Anakin, and then she's, you know, left Sabine, walked away from her. So at some point she needs to make peace with herself over that, and being able to talk to Anakin's Force ghost seems like one way that could happen. Heck, talking to Luke Skywalker could be another way that could happen. We know that Luke has had conversations with Force ghost Anakin from Adam Christopher's Shadow of the Sith novel, so as far as when he starts to be able to have those conversations, we don't yet know, but we do know that Anakin is able to manifest as a Force ghost right after his death at the Battle of Endor, so there's no reason to think that he'd have a problem showing up as a Force ghost at any point in the Ahsoka series. If he wanted to, if she needed him, yeah, we could very well see him as well. And so that's what I've got for you about the appearance of Hayden Christensen in the Ahsoka series. Definitely flashback, likely Force ghost as well. And, you know, I'd love to hear what you think. If you think that he could also possibly show up as a Force ghost, or not even could, that he will. Do you think he will? Chime in at YouTube. Hey, there's comments right there. And audio version, head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com, or head over to the YouTube version, leave a comment there too. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.